In 1263, in the court of King James I of Aragon, a historic debate began. Rabbi Moses ben Nachman, known as Nachmanides, was summoned to defend the truth of Judaism against the claims of Christianity. The stakes were immense. The rabbi faced not only a theological challenge, but the heavy weight of protecting his people, living under the shadow of persecution. What unfolded over 4 days would echo through history, a clash of intellect and faith. Imagine yourself in Nachmanides' shoes, a scholar advanced in years, called to argue before a king and an audience that may not have welcomed your triumph. How does one speak freely in such perilous circumstances? This is what Nachmanides might have thought as he took his place in the royal court.
O God, I stand before these men not for my own sake, but for the truth of your name and the legacy of my people. Guide my tongue to speak wisdom and shield me from harm.
Rabbi Moses, you are granted the freedom to speak openly. Begin your case.
Your Majesty, noble lords, I thank you for this opportunity. I had intended to examine the claims of what is called the New Testament directly, but I realize that we must first establish a foundation. The existence of a creator is the cornerstone of all faiths. Without this, no religion has meaning. I cannot simply declare that the creator exists. I must prove it step by step. Let us start with the simplest question. Is this world a product of blind chance, or does it bear the mark of intelligent design? In the 11th century, the great philosopher Bakia ibn Pakuda pointed to a wooden chair and said, "This object happened by chance." His audience laughed, for they knew it was absurd. Even a simple chair requires purpose, skill, and intelligence to exist. Now consider this vast and intricate world, far beyond any chair in complexity. Can we truly say it came about by accident?
Your argument is compelling, Rabbi. But why not invoke the insights of modern learning? For example, Einstein has shown that matter is but condensed energy. Does this not speak to an ordered universe?
Indeed, sire. Einstein himself said ideas come from God. But not all here are versed in such sciences. Let us instead consider what is evident to all, the impossibility of randomness creating life. Let us assume, for argument's sake, that a particle of matter formed by chance. Over time, another joined it. By sheer accident, a third particle came together, and so on. Even if the cosmos had infinite time, a notion modern science denies, the odds of these particles forming something as simple as a single-celled organism are unimaginable.
You claim these coincidences are impossible, yet life exists. Must we not accept some mechanism such as natural selection?
Your Majesty, selection requires purpose. To select implies a selector, for even the simplest cell is more intricate than the most advanced machine. Professor Thorpe, a respected scientist, once said, "The origin of life bristles with difficulties." I say this, life is no accident. It is the deliberate work of a creator.
In this first session, Nachmanides laid the groundwork for his argument, demonstrating that the very existence of life points to a higher intelligence. The king, though impressed, was not yet convinced. The true clash of beliefs was only beginning.